Begin the current daf, Masechtas Bamitzia, daf Pei Daled. Begin 4 lines down from the top of the Yomid. The Gemara continues a related discussion from the previous daf. That is, the Gemara mentioned 2 Talmid Chachamim, 2 Tzadikim that were both at points in their life as detectives to catch thieves. So the Gemara mentioned something interesting about these 2 Talmid Chachamim. That Kiav Mekali Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi, when Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi would encounter Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Bahadi Adadi, and they would face each other face to face. Have Ail Bakar the Tairi, so then a pair of oxen would be able to walk beinayu between them, meaning beneath their stomachs, because their stomachs were so large. And the pair of oxen didn't even touch them. That's how wide they were, although they were standing face to face, touching each other, and their stomachs would be touching, but they would be so wide that the oxen could walk underneath them and not even touch them. So Amalahu Ahimatranisa, so there was this. This non-Jewish noblewoman that said to these Talmid Chachamim, "Benechem enchem shalchem, your children are not yours because it can't be possible that you even have intimacy with your wives because your stomach gets in the way." Amrullah, they said to her, "Shalahen gadol mishalanu." What do you mean? You think we're large? Our wives' stomachs are larger than our own stomachs. So she said to them, if that's the case, then kol shekin, all the more so, then for sure it's impossible for you to have cohabitation with your wives. Now, ikad ami, there are those that say that the answer to har, hachir amrullah, this is what they said, quoting a pasuk in Shaiftim, ki ka'ish, because just like as the man, is guvarasi, is his might. In other words, a reference, although we're big, our stomachs are big, but that means to say that the male member is also very large, and therefore they're able to be intimate. Actually, Rashi brings another interpretation when they answer that, our wives are larger than ours, it meant to the desire of our wives is larger than the desire of the man to be together. So that's what she's answered. He said, what do you mean? All the more so. If the wife's desire is greater and you can't be with them, so obviously they would probably cohabit with other men. So one interpretation was, again, that they said, no, that our aver is large just like we're large. Or ikadami, that those that say, this is what they said to her. Ahava dechekes es abasa, the love pushes away the flesh. In other words, since their desire is so great, greater than our desire, it pushes the flesh away and we're able to cohabit, and therefore it is from ourselves that we cohabit with our wives. Now the Gemara asks, v'lamalu la'durila, why did they have to respond to her? V'aksiv, the pasuk says initially, al tanke silke valte, don't answer to a fool like their foolishness. She's saying all these crazy things to them. Why did they have to respond and say, no, that we could be together? Says the Gemara Shloi Lohitzi Lazal B'Neim, so that there shouldn't be rumors regarding their children. A person has to go the distance to make sure that there's no suspicion regarding the yichus, the lineage of their children. And since she's saying certain things that might sound like there's something to that, that yeah, how it can't be from you, the child. So therefore, they went and they answered her questions. Now, continuing on this theme, Amr Rabbi Yechanan says, Avery Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yesi, the male member of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yesi, was kechemis bas tesha kavin, was like a flask that was 9 kav big. Amr Papa, he says, Avery Rabbi Yechanan, the male member of Rabbi Yechanan, was kechemis bas chamishas kavin, was like the flask of 5 kavin. Vamrilan, some say bas shleishas kavin, that's 3 kavin. And Rav Papa Gufe and Rav Papa himself, meaning we had Rabbi Yechanan saying about Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yesi, Rav Papa then said about Rabbi Yechanan, now the Gemara says about Rav Papa himself, was ki dekuri de harpanai. His was as large as the baskets that they make in Harpanya, which Tosfos says that these things, the only reason why they're written over here is because since they were large, that there shouldn't be rumors regarding their children, so they said that, don't worry, don't think that because they're large they can't cohabit, their male member was large too, and therefore they were able to have children. Now, continuing on a related theme, again from Amr B'Yechanan, he says, "Ano ishtayari mishapir Yerushalayim." He says, "I'm a remnant of the beautiful people of Yerushalayim." And says the Gemara, "Haiman deboy merzei shufer de B'Yechanan." Whoever wants to see the radiance, the splendor of the skin of Rabbi Yechanan, the shine, nasi. So he should bring kasa de kaspa, a silver goblet. Mibe silki, right when it comes out from the craftsman, which is, it's golden shining from the fire, which just made it, which it just came out of the fire. Nemalye partzidaya, and he should fill it up with the seeds of the remanya sumka, of a red pomegranate. Venehadele klila devarda sumka lepume, and he should surround that cup with the petals of a red rose. And then he should put it between the sun and the shade. And Ahuzar Hurei, so that shine which comes out from it on the surface of the ground is Me'ein Shuvah de Rabbi Yochanan, is not even the whole thing, but it's somewhat of the splendor and the beauty and the radiance that Rabbi Yochanan had from his own body. Now, the Gemara asks, is that really so? Rabbi Yochanan was so beautiful? But the master said that Shuvah de Rav Kahana, the beauty of Rav Kahana, was Me'ein Shuvah de Rabbi Avo, was something of the beauty of Rabbi Avo. And Shuvah de Rabbi Avo, Me'ein Shuvah de Yaakov Avinu, the beauty of Rabbi Avo was somewhat of the beauty that was even greater by Yaakov Avinu. And Shuvah de Yaakov Avinu, Me'ein Shuvah de Adam Arishan, the beauty of Yaakov Avinu was somewhat from the beauty of, which was Adam Arishan, who was the Yetzir Kapa, was created by Hashem Yisbarach. So he was the most beautiful. But says the Gemara, Ve'il Rabbi Yochanan L'kachash, Rabbi Yochanan is not counted over there. If he was so beautiful, he should have been in that chronology about who is, the previous generations being more beautiful than the later generations. So the Gemara says, Shan Rabbi Yochanan was different, although he was very beautiful. But the Hadras Ponim L'Havile, he didn't have the splendor of the face, which Rashi tells us is a beard. And because of that, that was lacking in somewhat of the Shufri to put him into that numbers of all those that were beautiful going back to the Marishan. Continuing on this theme of Rabbi Yochanan, again, that hey, he was beautiful. Have a Azla b'Yosef Ashar Tefila. He went and he would sit by the gates of the mikveh where the women would immerse themselves. Amar, he said, Ki salkin b'nois Yisrael metfilas mitzvah. When the Jewish daughters come up from immersing themselves for the mitzvah purpose, lifku bi, let them encounter me. Ki hecha de lahavlu b'nei shapir kavase, so that they should have beautiful children like me, and Gemira Raisik Avase, and that they should learn Torah like me. Because what a person sees, the first thing after they prepare themselves with something, is what's etched on their consciousness, and therefore he wanted them to see him first. Now, Amalei Rabbanan, so the rabbi said to Rabbi Yochanan, L'mistafi mar me'in ebisha, isn't the master afraid of the ayin hara, the evil eye, which is that if something sticks out in its beauty, there could be people that have jealousy, it could be something that can invoke a harmful decree against that person. Here you are, you're sitting here and having your beauty on display for the women that are coming. So Amalehu, he said to them, Ano mezara de Yosef kasina. I come from the children of Yosef HaTzadik. That his children are not ruled over by the evil eye. So like it says the pasuk in Bereishis, it says, Bein Pyrus Yosef, a charming son is Yosef. Ben Pyrus Aliyin, the charming son to the eye. Now, Amr Bavo, he says, Atikri Ali Ayin, don't read it to the eye, El Oili Ayin, rather over the eye. Meaning the children of Yosef, they go be over the eye, meaning the eye is beneath it, which it doesn't rule over Yosef and his children. Rabbi Yisrael Bechanina, Amr Mahachi, brings a different proof to this concept, in Pasuk Bereishis, regarding the bracha of Hamalach HaGoyel that was said to the children of Yosef, Menashe, and Ephraim, V'yidgu L'arayv Bekerv Ha'aretz, that they should be fruitful to the multitude, which is from the word of daga, fish, bekerav aretz, in amongst the land. Now, so that we learn the following concept, that ma dagam shebiyam, was comparing them to the fish in the sea, that mayim achasim oisam, the fish in the sea, the water covers over them, ve'ena ayin shalatas behem, therefore the eye cannot rule over them because we don't see them, they're beneath the surface. Avzar shal Yosef, so to the children of Yosef, ein ha'ayin shaletz bem, the eye doesn't rule over them, and therefore I'm not afraid of ayin hara, because another person's eye doesn't rule over me. Now, continuing on this theme about Rabbi Yochanan's beauty, Yemechad havakasach Rabbi Yochanan b'yarden. One day, Rabbi Yochanan was swimming in the Jordan River. Chazi Rish Lakish, who was a bandit, saw Rabbi Yochanan, v'shavar liyarden abaster, and he jumped into the Jordan River after Rabbi Yochanan. Amaleis, Rabbi Yochanan saw how far Rish Lakish was able to jump. He said, Chelach le'raisa, how much strength you have to take upon yourself the yoke of Torah, that your strength should go for Torah learning. Amalei, Sir Shlakish responded back to him. He said, Shufrach, your beauty, Lenashe, is fit for women. So Amalei, Sir Biechen responded, he says, Ihadjusbach, if you return, if you come back and you learn Torah, Yahivna lach achisi de shapir minoy, I'm going to give you my sister in marriage that's more beautiful than me. So Kabbalalei, Sir Shlakish accepted upon himself to go and start learning to get his sister as a wife. Ba'ila mehedu lasu yemani, now, right after that incident, he wanted to go back and get his clothing because he went in to swim into the ocean, into the water. And he wasn't able to jump back as he had originally jumped in, because once someone accepts upon himself the yoke of Torah, he loses his strength. The Torah yoke is something that takes a lot of strength to take upon himself, so he didn't have that anymore. So says the Gemara, Hada Akri Vasnai. Ultimately, Rabbi Yechanan taught him Chumash, he taught him Mishnah, the Shabbat Rabbah, and he turned him into a great Talmud Chacham. Now, Yom Echad Havel Mafel Gubei B'Midrash. One day, as many times recorded in Shas, Rabbi Yechanan and Shlakish were disagreeing in the base of Medrash regarding a Mishnah Masechtas Kelim. The Mishnah says, Hasayif, the sword, Vasakin, and the knife, Vapigyon, and the hunting spear, Vaharemech, and the regular spear, Umagayad, and the hand sickle, Umagal Kotzer, and the reaping sickle. Me'emesem Mekabim Tumah, says the Mishnah, but when does it receive Tumah? It's a kli, a vessel, as Mekabal Tumah. If it's not a kli yet, it's not Mekabal Tumah. When are these things considered kli that they're Mekabal Tumah? Says the Mishnah, Meshazkim Amalachtim, when they're finished being made. When they're finished being made, then they're a kli to be Mekabal Tumah. Now, then the question was, and when is it considered that their work to make them, to process them, are considered finished? He said, from when they're fired up, when they're finished being fired up in the kiln, in the oven. He says, no, it's when you polish them and you shine them in water, that's when they're considered finished. So Rabbi Yechon said to Rish Lakish, a bandit knows the craft of being a bandit. In other words, since you were once a bandit, you're more proficient in the tools that are used by bandits, which are spears and swords and knives. So you know better than me. So Amalei, so Rish Lakish responded to him. He says, "Umaya honestly." And the Mefarshim that explained that there was a misunderstanding. Rish Lakish was using the term of ahanas of aina. Why are you bothering me? Hasam Rabbi Karali. Beforehand, there, when I was the leader of the bandits, they called me the Rebbe, the leader. And Hocha Rebbe Karli, here also they call me the master. So Amar Lei, so he responded to him, he says, Ahanoilach. So he was answering, he thought that he was telling him about what, not why you bother me, but what did you do for me already? How did you make me any better? Before I was a Rebbe, now I'm a Rebbe. So he said, Ahanoilach. He says, no, I did benefit you. Forget about, yeah, then you were called a Rebbe, now you also called a Rebbe, but I brought you beneath the wings of the Divine Presence. I made you do tshuva. But says the Gemara, Chalash Taita Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan felt hurt because of what had happened. He had this weakness of consciousness because of this disagreement he had with Rish Lakish, that he said, oh, what'd you do for me already? I was a Rebbe before, I'm a Rebbe now. And therefore, Chalash Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish became ill. Asoy Achse, so the sister of Rabbi Yechanan, who was the wife of Rish Lakish, came to Rabbi Yechanan, Kobachi, and she was crying to Rabbi Yechanan to daven for her husband, who was sick because of his Chalisha Sadas. So Amr Leish, she said to him, Asi Bishvil Bonai, do it because of my children. Amalah, so he said to her, according to Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Azbi Yisaymech, leave alone your orphans, Ani Achaya, I will keep them alive. So he was saying that, don't worry about your kids, even if they become orphans, I'll take care of them. So she said, Asi Bishvil Amanusi. He said, do because of my widowhood, then I'm going to be a widow. Amalah, he said, quoting the pasuk over there, says, V'amanesecha alai teftachu, and your widows should rely on me. Don't worry, I'll take care of you. Says the Gemara, Nachnafshi Reb Shimon ben Lakish. And Reb Shimon ben Lakish's soul departed. V'avakam etzdar Reb Yechanan basvei tuvin. Reb Yechanan was very much in pain after Rish Lakish. He regretted that he was killed, because he couldn't find such a good student that he had in Rish Lakish. So Amr Abana, the rabbi, said, Man Lezel Liyasvi Ladaiti, who's going to go and calm down Rabbi Yechanan? Nezel Rabbi Elazar ben Taz, let Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas go. The Mechadin Shmaitzi, that is very sharp in his learning. Rabbi Yechanan needs someone to learn with, send him. Azl Yosef Kamei, so Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas went and sat in front of him. Kol Milzel Dava Amr Rabbi Yechanan, whatever Rabbi Yechanan would say, Amalei Tanya de Mesayelach. So Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas would tell him, oh, there's a brisa that supports you. So Amar Rabbi Yechanan said, At kevar lekisha, you think you're like Rish Lakish? Bar lekisha, ki avamina milsa, when I would say something, havamakshi li esen v'arba kashyasi, he would ask me 24 questions, umafrikna le esen v'arba peruki, and I would answer him 24 answers. And therefore, the topic was expanded because of the questions and the answers. And you, whatever I say, you say, and the surprise supports you. You don't think I know that what I'm saying is good? He would ask me questions and we would expand it. What are you doing for me? He was going and he was tearing his clothing. He was crying and he was saying, where are you, Rish Lakish? The son that he was Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Where are you, the son of Lakish? The son of Lakish. And he was screaming until his thought was removed from him and he became insane. So the Gemara, Boi Rabban Rachmela Benachnavshes, for the rabbis, requested mercy over Rabbi Yechanan, and his soul departed. Now the Gemara continues on the base, going back to the previous daf, and said that Vafil Hachi, even so that we said Rabbi Loz Rabbi Shimon, who, because he became a detective and he was capturing thieves, and he was concerned that maybe he had done the wrong thing because of an incident that happened, and they tested it with his fats, putting it out into the hot summer months, and it didn't spoil. And he said, oh, even those doubtful situations that I had prosecuted someone, you see that it was right, for sure, the definite things that I do. Still says the Gemara, Le'samach Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Adaiti. He didn't rely on his opinions on this, from holding himself back, from beseeching mercy and forgiveness through afflictions, because maybe that he had once erred regards to a righteous person that he had imprisoned and prosecuted improperly. So therefore, Kabbalah Yisur, so he accepted upon himself afflictions as a way of atonement for a possible sin. Now, Be'urta have a machi lay shita namti. At nighttime, they would lay underneath him 60 layers of blankets made out of felt, which is wool that's pressed together, which is a garment without sewing or without weaving. Letzafra, in the morning, Nagdi Metusei Shitin Mashkili. In the morning, they would take away from him 60 bowls, which are these small little receptacles that they used for water and to pour it out. They would pour out these bowls that were full with Dama Vakiva, with blood, and these boils, which are from blood that whitens, that gets ruined, which is not healthy blood, which pours out from the blisters that were on him. That's how much they would take out from him in the morning, because of all the, he was a heavy individual, and all that would turn into boils, and the blood all came out. Now, Lamacher Avdilei the Basu, so the next morning his wife made for him Shitin Mini Lafta, 60 different types of dishes made out of figs. V'achal Hubari, and he ate it, and he became, he got his strength back. Now, his wife didn't let him go to the study hall, to the Beis HaMedrash, to learn. So that the rabbis don't press him, because they were all upset at him that he went and had imprisoned some of their relatives because they prosecuted them that they stole. Now, Be'urta Amalhu, in the evening, he would say back again to his afflictions, Achai v'reyai bo, my brothers and my friends, come, because he was pleased with them. He wanted the Yisurin as a way of an atonement. But in the morning, he would tell to his afflictions, to all the boils and all the blood, leave me because of that it stops me from learning Torah, because he would constantly learn Torah at home by himself. But so he said, please remove yourself from me so that I can focus on my learning. Now, one day his wife heard that he was asking for the Yisurin to come at nighttime. So Amrle, she said to him, "Ad kamaisis lahui lavech, you're bringing these afflictions on yourself? Kalisa mamachal beisaba, you have liquidated the entire assets, all the money of my father's household, with all the food I have to give you to revive you, and all the garments that I put on you every single night that all get ruined." So imarda azla beis nasha. So she rebelled and she went to her father's house. Sliku v'asu hanach shitin sefanoi. So they came up 60 sailors, aylu le shitin avdi, and they brought him 60 slaves. And the reason for this is because when they were out at sea, there was a huge wave that was threatening to drown them, and they prayed to Hashem in the merit of Rebbe Lazar, and they were saved in his merit. So then when they came out from the sea, they came and they brought him this gift, which were 60 slaves. Ki nikiti shitin arnikin, they were holding 60 purses of money. Va'avdile shitin mini lift of achlu, and they made for him 60 types of this dish from the figs, and they ate it. Now, yemechar amalah, one day, his wife said, Lebrata, to her daughter, Zili Boki Ba'avach, go and check by your father. My kovet didn't know, how's he doing now? So Asya Amrla, so she came and her father, Rabbi Elazar, said to his daughter, Zili Amril Imach, go and tell your mother, Shalanu, our wealth, meaning that comes from Torah, is Gadol Mishalahem, is greater than theirs. Meaning she thought that I was just forsaken. And the day she left, I got 60 sailors that came with 60 slaves and 60 dishes and 60 purses. Kare Navshe, he recited upon himself the Pasuk in Mishlei that we say in Eshes Chayil, Haisa Ka'ania Seicher, that she was like a merchant ship. Mimerchek Tavilachma, that from the distance is her bread, her food is brought, which was Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, that since he had learned Torah, he was able to get brought, it's not from the person that brings it, Hashem takes care of someone that learns Torah, that even from the distance his food is brought. So it tells us the Gemara, Ochel v'shasi bari. So he ate and he drank and he became healthy. But nafik lebe medrasha, and that day that his wife wasn't around anymore because she left, she went to her father's house, so she didn't stop him. And the sailors brought all that food. He was healthy. He went out to the base of medrash. Aisu lekamei shita mini dama. So the women brought in front of him 60 different types of ksamim, different types of maris, of which are different colors of blood, to see that if it's what's known as dam nida, because it's not every blood that a woman has from Aisim Makim that she has, which comes out from her, that's considered the dam nida of the menstrual blood, because there are certain bloods that are tummy, certain that are tar. As the Gemara says, there are five types that are tummy by a woman, but all the other colors and the shades and the hues of red are actually tar. So they brought him 60 different types of blood, and tarino. And he said that all the women that brought him these colors that look like blood are permitted to go to their husband without having to immerse themselves in the mikvah for the maris of nida. So the rabbis were murmuring and saying, do you really entertain that there's not one of these 60 that has somewhat of a doubt regarding if it's considered nida, and he's allowing all these women to be with their husbands? Amalahu, he said to them, look, if it's like me that I said all 60 are tar, you kulam zacharim, then all these women will become impregnated tonight and they'll give birth to a male child. Bimlav, and if not, let one of them get a female, and then I'll be wrong. All of them gave birth to a boy. And they all named him Reb Elazar, based on his name, because of the merit of his great koyach habsak that he said they're all tar. So Rebbe said, how much children being fruitful and multiply, bitlo risha zum Yisrael, did this wicked government prevent from the Jewish people, because since they appointed Reb Elazar Shimon as a detective to capture thieves, and therefore that evolved that he didn't come to the Beis Medrash, and the women weren't able to show them their maris, and therefore they were forbidden to their husbands because no one had the koyach habsak of Reb Elazar Shimon to permit them. Another version of Rashi is that it was actually the Risha Zu, is not the government, it was actually his wife that stopped him from coming to the Beis Medrash all these years, but the Vilna Gaon takes out their girsa from Rashi. Gemara tells us, Kavakonicha Nafshe, when Reb Elazar Shimon was passing away, Amalud the Beis, he said to his wife, Yidana b'drabban under sichela. I know that regarding the rabbis, that they're upset at me because I took some of the Jewish people as thieves to the government, and they were relatives of the rabbis. I know they're upset at me. V'lema aski bishapa, and I know they're not going to be involved with me appropriately to bury me. So ugnin b'alisoy, put me to rest in the attic. V'loitutcham, and don't be afraid of me that I'm there, although not alive anymore, but in the attic. Amr Shmuel ben Nachmeni, he said that Ishtayli imei Rabbi Yonasan, the mother of Rabbi Yonasan told me that Ishtayel lo de beis Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, that the wife of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon had told her, loy pachas mitamnes rei, not less than 18, but loy tfei me esem v'treinchen, and not more than 22 years, was agnisei be'ilisa. So somewhere between 18 and 22 years, he was laying after he had passed away in the attic. Now she said, this wife, when I would go up there to the attic, so I would comb his or analyze in his hair, and when the hair would fall out from his hair, blood would come out as a regular hair follicle that falls out, that as if he was still alive. One day I saw that a worm was coming out from his ear, and I was afraid, I was worried that maybe now he's going to start decomposing and rotting. So my husband came to me in a dream, and Amali said to me, it's nothing. It's just that one day I heard regarding the degradation of a Talmudic scholar, and I didn't protest as appropriate was necessary for a Talmudic scholar, and that's why, since I heard it in my ear, that's why a worm was coming out from there. Now the Gemara says, when two people would come for a judgment, have a kaima baba, they would stand by the doorway of that attic. Amamar milse umar milse, this one would say his side and he would say his side. And nafik kala milase va'ama, and then the voice would come out from the attic and say, ish pleni atachayiv, this man you're liable. Ish plain at zaka, this man you are meritorious. Now, yom echad habakominza de beisu b'hadishavavta. One day, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon's wife was having a disagreement with a neighbor. So Amar la, so the neighbor said to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon's wife, take a baila. She got upset at her and she said something inappropriate. She said, let her be like her husband, shleinita nekvura, that not to be given over to be burial, like her husband who was just laying there in the attic. So Amar Rabbana, the rabbi said, kulai hai, that much, meaning that people know that he's not alive, but he's not buried. That's not dignified. Vadilav arichara, definitely not appropriate that he should just be laying there forever and people know about that up in the attic. That's one version, that's what prompted the next part of the story. Ikudami, those that say there was Reb Shimon ben Yochai yischazu lo b'chelma, that Reb Shimon ben Yochai, he appeared to them in the dream. Amalahu, he said to them, pray to Achaz, one bird yeshli b'neichem I have amongst you, because he was his father. V'yatim reitim laviyas, and you don't want to bring it to me, meaning because until he's buried, he's not fully able to come to his father in Shemayim. So also Rabban l'asukibis, so the rabbis went to involve themselves in the burial of Elazar ben Shimon. But loyshavku b'nei Achbaraya, the people of this place of Achbaraya, which was near the city of where Elazar ben Shimon was resting in the attic, they didn't let. Because the chol shnei davinayim Reb Elazar ben Shimon b'al Yisei, all the years Reb Elazar ben Shimon was laying in his attic, loysol chayro l'maysayu, a wild animal didn't come to their city. Now, yom echad, one day, mali yom de kippur hava, it was Erev Yom Kippur, have a treaty. So the people of Achbaraya, they were busy getting involved in the preparations for the holiest day of the year. So Shadri Abon L'Bnei Biri, so the rabbis then sent the people of this village of Biri, which were from the relatives of Elazar ben Shimon, Vasku La'arsa, and they went and they brought up his bed. V'mtiyu L'ma'artu Davu, and they came and they brought it to the cave of where his father, Reb Shimon ben Yochai, was buried. Ashkechu La'achna, so they encountered a snake, the Hadrulan Lama'arta that surrounded the cave like a circle with its tail in its mouth, totally surrounding the cave. So Amrullah, they said to the snake, Achna Achna Pischei Picha. Snake, snake, open up your mouth, meaning widen your tail out from your mouth to give room that we could come in, the Ikonis Ben its love, so that the father could, the son could come to his father. So Pasachlu, so he opened up. Now after that incident, Shalach Rebbe Ladabib Ishtai. Rebbe sent to talk to the wife of Elazar ben Shimon if she would be agreeable to marry him. So Shalach Alei, so Elazar ben Shimon's wife sent to Rebbe, Kli Shenishtamash by Kodesh, a vessel that was used by holiness, Yishtamash by Chol, should be used by the mundane, a reference to say that she was with Elazar ben Shimon, how could she go now and go down to Rebbe's level? Taman Amrin in Eretz Yisrael, they said this mashal in a different format, which was Ba'aser Demari Besa, Toli Zaina, in the place where the master of the house hangs his weapons, Kulba Raya Kul Seitala. So then the despicable shepherd is going to hang his sackcloth, his tools, meaning to say, it's not appropriate after I was with Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon to be with you. So Shalach Lasa, Rebbe sent to her, and he did Beter Gadam, and he says, although that in Torah he was greater than me, but in good deeds you think he was greater than me. Why are you saying that you can't be married to me after him? Maybe in Torah learning he's greater than me, but Maisim Tevim he's greater than me. So she sent to him, but Torah mi agadimcha. However, regards to this that you're telling me that he was greater than you in Torah, that lo yadana. I didn't even know that, but you're the one that testified regarding that. But the Maisim yadana. But regarding the Maisim Tevim, the good deeds, that I know that he's greater than you. The Hakabal Allah Yisur, because he accepted upon himself afflictions as we brought earlier in that incident, and therefore I know in regards to his actions and his deeds that he was greater than you. So the Gemara says, but Torah Mahi, this that Rebbe said that he was greater than him in Torah learning, what does that refer to? So the Gemara says, Dichi Havayasvi Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel, when Shimon Gamliel, who was the father of Rebbe, was sitting, and Rebbe Shimon Karcha, and also Rebbe Shimon Karcha, and many other rabbis, it's just that these two were the greatest of the generation. When they were sitting asaf sali on benches, yesvi kamayu Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon Rebbe Aara. So the students would sit in front of the teachers on the ground, and amongst the students were Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon and Rebbe. So makshi mafarku. So these two students would ask and they would answer. So Amri, so the Rabbanan who was sitting on the benches in the Beis Medrash, they said mimeim on the shaysim, from their waters we're drinking. V'heim yishim al gabekarka, and they're sitting on the ground. Abdulusav Suli, so they made for them benches, Askin, and they brought them up, because although they're the students, and then the Rebbe said, but they know more than us. But Amalahan, Reb Shimon Gamliel said to the other rabbis, pray to Achaz Yeshli Benechem, I have one child amongst you. And you want to have me lost, that I should lose him? Meaning, because maybe the Ayin Ra will rule over him. Everyone's going to see, whoa, suddenly the student, he's sitting on the bench with all the other Rebbeim. People are going to be jealous of him. There's going to be Ayin Hara, and you're going to make me lose my one gem that I have. So Achsu the Rebbe. So they took Rebbe down from sitting on the bench, down on the floor again, like the other students. So Amalem Reb Shimon Karcha. So now the other Gadol spoke up. Reb Shimon Karcha said, Misha Yishle Av Yichya, so the one who has a father will live. Umisha Inla Av, and whoever doesn't have a father, because at that point in time, Reb Shimon's father, Reb Shimon Yechai, already passed away. Yamas, he should die. Meaning to say that you're concerned about the Ayin Hara for your son, but what's with the other one who he's going to have the Ayin Hara on him? So they also then demoted Reb Shimon to go sit back on the floor too. Now, Chalash Daite. But then he had what's called Chalisha Sadas. He had this weakening of his thought, of his consciousness. Amar, he said, they think that I'm like Rebbe, and you have to understand a person's level accordingly, and I'm greater than Rebbe. So the Gemara tells that Adahu Yaima, up until that day, when Rebbe would say something, would support him and say, yes, and it's true, and yes, and I have a proof for you like that. From that point onward, when Rebbe would say something regarding when the shir is going on, he says, I have something to respond. Rebbe would tell him, this is how you would respond. This would be the question. And Zuhi Chuvascha, and this is your answer. Now you're going to tell us a whole bunch of responses that don't have any substance to it. So Chalash Taita Rebbe. So Rebbe had a weakening of his consciousness. So Amalei Lavu, he came and he told this to his father. So Amalei, so Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, his father said to him, Bini, my son, al yer lecha. Don't let it bother you. Shu Ari ben Ari, because he's a lion, the son of a lion. Vata Ari ben Shul. And you're also a lion, but you're the son of a fox. In other words, his father was a great tzaddik, Reb Shimon ben Yechai, and he's also a great tzaddik. Although you're a great person, but your father wasn't so great, meaning me, and therefore don't worry that he's besting you in learning. Which again, that's what the Gemara is saying, that we see that Rebbe agreed that Reb Elazar ben Shimon was greater than him in learning. Says the Gemara of Haindu Amar Rebbe, this is what Rebbe said, Shleisha an Vasanen hen. There were three pious ones. Ve'elohen, and they are Abba, my father, as we continue to top of Pei Manalf, Ubnei Beseru, the sons of Beseru, and Ve'yonison ben Shal, and Yonison, the son of Shal HaMelech, as the Gemara explains. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel was Hadamar, and this is what we just said, that he told him, don't worry, you're the lion, the son of a fox. I mean, he was talking about himself in a humble way. Bnei Beseru, Damam Malik, the master said, as his brother Gemara Masechta B'Sachem, that they were the princes. But because they saw that Hill was greater in learning than them, and he came to them from Babel, so they left their being the prince, and they shivuhu bereish, and they appointed Hill to be the leader, uminuhu lenasi len, and they made him to the nasi over them. So that's anava, where the leaders, they say, okay, you're greater, they sit down, they say, you will become the leader. And Yenison ben Shal is the Kamal of David, because he told David HaMelech, as we find in Shmuel Aleph, says, va'ata timlech al Yisrael, you will be king over the Jewish people, although he was the son of the king, he was the prince. And David was on some level usurping that. And the gear says, and I will be secondary to you. So that's another, to understand, know your place, that who's greater, to give that up. So the Gemara asks, actually, Mimai, from where do you see that these last two were anavim? Dilma Yenison ben Shal, maybe regards to Yenison, the son of Shal, is the chaz of the Gara Alma, because he saw that the whole world was following after David. So it was just a rational decision, but it wasn't because of anava. Maybe if he didn't see that everyone was following David, he wouldn't have given up and been makaris mekayim and given it up to David HaMelech. So to Bnei Beseru Nami, by the Bnei Beseru, the Chazul Lehil, the other Minai, maybe because they saw that Hill was better than them. And there were certain questions that were being brought up in the Beis Medrash that they didn't have the answer for, and they were embarrassed, and Hill had the answer. So they said, okay, you know what, we're not going to be embarrassed over here, let him take the place. But if not for that, maybe they wouldn't have given up their role just because they found someone greater than them. Ella, however, but says the Gemara, Reb Shimon Gamliel vade an vasan hava, but Reb Shimon Gamliel most definitely was an ana because he didn't have any reason to have to say that you're an ari ben a shul, and the fact that he did say that was because he was being makir as makim. He wasn't afraid to say the truth, even though he had no reason to say that. That is a true anav.